Welcome to the CNP podcast special episode in honor of National Black HIV/AIDS Awareness Day 2023. This episode was conceived by CNP's Narrative Justice Leadership Lab participants.
All right. Hello and welcome one and all. Thank you for joining us. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about resources in our community and what that looks like. And Ms. Cecilia, I'm glad that you are here. How are you today?
Anthony, I'm doing well today. I'm excited about the conversation we're about to have. And doing great.
Can you tell me a little bit about your background and what got you into treatment?
I had a strong desire to live. So after considering my options, you know, it was just the thing to do. We know that HIV is a chronic condition and it's manageable through medication now. So, when I did decide to get into treatment, I was confident with the medications that were available to me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like I said, I had a strong desire to live, so I took medication.
Talk a little bit about, was there ever a time for you, you ever resisted getting into treatment or resisted what a doctor told you or what they recommended?
Absolutely. Now, we have to keep in mind that I was diagnosed with HIV in 1989. Mm-hmm. And during that time, there were not many options. Initially, I don't think we even had AZT. Once AZT came along, we know that that was not a very good medication for us, and it caused many complications along with that and Crixivan. So I did try, I should say I went for many years untreated, but I did follow up with my labs, and I saw my doctor on a regular basis. So I knew my status and I knew what my health condition was. And from 1989 to 97, I was not in treatment, as they say it now. I was in care, but not in treatment, if that makes any sense. So when I say that, I mean I saw my doctor on a regular basis. I kept my labs done, but I did not take any medications. When I did try medication, I got very ill from the treatment. It landed me out of work, in the hospital for 2 weeks, out of work for 3 months. Mm. So once I came through that, I declined the medication. Keep in mind, as I said, I followed my lab, so I knew what my viral load, what my T cells were, I knew what all my numbers were, and they were in normal range. So I did not start medication again until 2000. And at that time, it was necessary and required. And that's what I've been doing ever since. So I'm currently, thank goodness, I'm able to take one pill once a day. And that is the only medication I take. It's more of a lifestyle choice for me. You know, I love myself and I respect my body. So, I try to eat well, get my rest, and just generally, take care of myself like you would a loved one. I don't deny myself anything either in that respect, but I don't overindulge. I like to say everything in moderation. So, I take supplements. I treat myself naturally with supplements and herbs, especially if I feel like I'm coming down with something. But I try to, take my daily vitamins and make sure I get exercise, rest, and just live my life. I don't focus on the HIV or the virus or, the chronic condition. And I don't really believe I ever have.
So my question to you would be, which do you prefer, being referring to it as a treatment or a wellness plan? Because it sounds like you have a wellness plan. So just which term do you prefer?
If I had to pick one, I would probably go with wellness.
Okay.
Yeah, for me, like I said, it's been more of a lifestyle choice. So, and in my lifestyle, I choose wellness. So, yes, it would be wellness plan.
Okay. Thank you very much. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you, Anthony.
Have a great evening.
You too.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this special episode of the CNP Podcast. This series was produced by Johnny Ray Cornegay III, with production support from Brandon Nicholas, Christopher Sutton, and yours truly, Ben Robinson III. CNP is a nonprofit, and your support for our work is so much appreciated. To donate to CNP, visit thecounternarrative.org/donation. Thank you so much.